The Love of Christ, Which Surpasses Knowledge, by Alexander Smylie, from The Secret Place, 1907. The Love of Christ, Which Surpasses Knowledge, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. No love stoops like Christ's love. It abandoned place and prospects and power to save me. It traveled from the heights of heaven to the depths of sinful earth. God, pure and holy, chose voluntarily to make his home with me, a sinner. The sole qualification I need to commend myself to him is not my conviction of worth, but my conviction of worthlessness, my knowledge that I am devoid of goodness and holiness. Then, when I confess myself penniless, he will invest me with his treasures. He banishes no self-destroyed and forlorn and penitent man outside the pale of his grace. His love stoops. No love suffers like Christ's love. The test of affection is its willingness to suffer sacrifice and pain for another. Never has any affection stood the test like the love of Jesus. It is certain, one writes, that not for 1 hour on earth was our Lord without the anguish of his passion. And at last he made the supreme offering of his life for me. Such bitterness, such dereliction, such unspeakable sorrow there were in my Saviour's death. For me he bore the hiding of his Father's face on Calvary. It is an unfathomable preeminence of grief. It is a horror of great darkness which I may not pierce. His love suffers. No love gives like Christ's love. Love is always giving. But when was there human love with such wealth to bestow and such willingness to communicate it as the love of Christ? In simple fact, he imparts nothing less than himself to me. The most unholy, the most tempted, the most despairing, cannot desire anything more sufficient. His love gives. And no love lasts like Christ's love. The truest and tenderest earthly love says farewell to its beloved in death. And too often, even on this side of the grave, doubts insinuate themselves, and suspicions arise, and covenants are snapped and broken. It is not so with the love of Christ. Neither things present nor things to come, the demands of today and the contingencies of tomorrow, chill that great heart of love. Christ's love is like himself, eternal and unchangeable. His love lasts. Does not his wondrous love deserve my whole soul and body, all that I have and all that I am? Nothing is stranger and nothing more sad than that, bathed in Christ's love, I should be so indifferent, so forgetful, so cold.